It is Monday, February 22nd. The Timberwolves have fired their coach and hired a new coach. Let's get into it here on the John Krasinski Show. Of course, starring John Krasinski of The Athletic. I'm Jim Suhan from the Star Tribune. We're going to talk a lot about Ryan Saunders and Chris Finch, but I'm going to start off with a discussion of the timing. I find the timing fascinating, just as I found the timing of the Tom Thibodeau firing fascinating. Let's get into it here. This is part of TalkNorth.com. You can follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod. Rate us wherever you listen to us. Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. Thanks to our sponsors, Bonfi, B-O-N-F-E, Home Services, Profile by Sanford, TSR Injury Law, and Manscaped. John, why did they fire him right after a game when the team is in New York?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think that the real thing to look at here, Jim, is no one's incredibly surprised that Ryan Saunders got fired. He's 7-24, worst record in the league. There's been a lot of injuries and things he's had to fight through, but it's clear that the losses were mounting, and that's when coaches do get fired. What was really interesting is that they did it in New York. They let him get on a plane and start a road trip, and while it appears they were trying to kind of finish things up with Chris Finch in Toronto. I think that the situation is that they did not have any sort of agreement with the Raptors and with Chris Finch before the New York game. And so they had Ryan coach that game and then put in, you know, made the move right after the game once all of the I's were dotted and T's were crossed with Chris Finch. So it's not great optics, to be honest with you, Jim, to be kind of negotiating behind the scenes with one coach when you still have another coach that has a job. As the great Coughlin in Cocktail says, you know, nothing ever ends, or everything ends badly, or otherwise it wouldn't end. Like, there's no good way for these things to happen. But this one, the timing is very unique because it's also the first time since 2009 that an existing sitting assistant coach with another team has left in the middle of a season to get a multi-year deal to be a head coach somewhere else. So all of that is very surprising for league observers. No one is very surprised that Ryan Saunders is no longer the coach here.
Yes, exactly. And it was fascinating that they pretty much decided they were going to fire Tom Thibodeau. And then he, you know, they kind of waited until he beat somebody by 20 at home. Then they fired him. And I'm absolutely fine with them making this move. It's probably overdue. You have to find out if somebody else can do better with this team. I'm sure Gerson Rosas has been waiting to hire Chris Finch, just like Derek Falvey was always waiting to hire somebody like Rocco Baldelli and just had to wait for the right time of it. I don't like firing a guy and making him. Did they have to fly commercial back from New York to Minnesota?
They did. They did get a private plane for him to fly back, at least.
Okay, so that's a little bit better. Nice. Yeah. It just seems so awkward. It all seems so awkward. Mm-hmm. But of course, the most important thing here is that they hired Chris Finch. Again, I'm sure Gerson Rosas has been eyeing him for a long time. What can you tell us about Chris Finch?
Yeah, so it has been one of the worst kept secrets in the league that Gerson Rosas really likes Chris Finch, and that if Ryan were to falter, that Chris Finch would be his top, the top of his list. And so that's been known for ever since Gerson Rosas took the job, frankly. He interviewed Chris Finch for the head job. When it went to Ryan Saunders, Gerson Rosas ultimately decided that it was for that Ryan Saunders had the chance. I think Karl Anthony Towns had a lot to do with that. Glenn Taylor maybe had a little bit to do with that, but probably not as much as people would like to believe. And so what Chris Finch is known as is an offensive mastermind. Gerson Rosas and Chris Finch worked together for the Rio Grande Valley Vipers, the G League team for the Houston Rockets. They won a championship together, a G League title in 2010, and they instituted the offense, all threes, layups, and free throws, before the Rockets actually brought it to the NBA and really kind of set the whole league on fire with this new approach that so many teams are using these days. So Chris Finch really was at the cutting edge of adopting that kind of a style. He's a forward-thinking coach. He at every stop he's been as an assistant, Denver, New Orleans, Toronto, he has helped the offense improve markedly each time he's gotten there. And so he's going to come in, and they really want to see what he can do with this Wolves offense. The Wolves offense is ranked 28th in the NBA. Some of that is because Towns and Russell have been hurt so much, but that is just what it is. They've had a hard time getting buckets. And so the expectation is that Chris Finch will come in. He will maximize Karl-Anthony Towns. He will get Beasley and Anthony Edwards and everyone else in better positions, and they will become more explosive as an offensive group now that he's taking over. We'll see about that, but that's the belief internally with Gerson Rosas, is that, you know, he is the guy that he's that Gerson has always wanted. That's why he passed over David Vanterpool. That's why he passed over. That's why he didn't have a full search this time around. He just is willing to take some of the bullets that are going to come his way in the short term because he believes Chris Finch is the right guy in the long term.
I know you think of yourself as an NBA guru just because you've covered the NBA for like 40 years or whatever. Fine. But I, unlike you, I have covered a Rio Grande Valley Viper game. Have you?
Oh, I have not. Please do. Tell me what you learned.
I went down there to cover Royce White. I went down to did a takeout on Royce White when he was playing down there. I went to a Rio Grande Valley Viper game out right by the border. And you know what? It was actually good basketball. It was good basketball because of the style, because of the intensity. It was, you know, it was like watching a really good college game. And Royce White played well that night. And then I went back to the hotel with Royce White. We sat around and talked with his buddies. It was kind of a cool thing. But I was actually impressed by it. And you know what I like about Chris Finch? We'll get back to talking more about Ryan here in a little bit. I don't know, you know, nobody knows if this is going to work out or not. Of course, he hasn't been a head coach in the NBA. He hasn't been a head coach since he was with the Rio Grande Valley Vipers. I do like the fact they hired a guy who had to slug his way through the ranks. He was a small college player. He went to England and played, then became a coach in England. And then he comes back in his first job in, you know, back in the United States, I believe, was with Rio Grande. And then he moves up to the Rockets, the Nuggets, Pelicans, Raptors. Whatever turns out here, this is a guy who had to fight his way into the head coaching ranks. That does intrigue me.
He's been, you're right. He's gone through the backwaters. He coached the Olympic team for Great Britain in the London Olympics with Nick Nurse. And so, yeah, he has paid his dues. He's 51 years old. I think that a lot of the objections to Ryan Saunders was that he got this because of his last name, that this was given to him. Even though he had been an assistant in the league for 10 years, it did not feel as though to kind of outsiders that Ryan had really, quote unquote, paid his dues. He was still so young in this game. That is not the case with Chris Finch. Yeah, he has had to beat the bushes, and he's had to get creative with, with schemes, with players, be flexible with all sorts of different environments to work in. And so that ideally should bring an ingenuity to the table that will be helpful. Our Toronto guy, Blake Murphy for The Athletic, wrote a piece when Chris Finch arrived as an assistant for the Raptors and really said, you know, one thing that Finch says in the piece is that you just have to be adaptable. You have to be able to be able to do multiple things well, because teams are going to scout you. They're going to figure you out. Then you got to adjust, and you got to always be kind of evolving through a season, through a game, through a decade. And so I think that those are promising things to hear. One of the things that you have wondered about early on in the Gerson Rosas tenure is, are they too dogmatic with this system? Certainly hiring Chris Finch is doubling down on the system, but I do think that what people are telling me is accurate, that he is going to look at the pieces that he has available to him and make kind of different adjustments to the system to better accommodate those those pieces. And so, again, a guy who's 51 years old, who maybe has a little bit more of a presence to him, who's kind of been around the block, a little more weathered, maybe that will be a little bit more effective in terms of, you know, kind of getting his point across, getting players to buy in, all of those things. Those could all work very much in Chris Finch's favor as he kind of hits the ground running in the middle of a season when the games come like every other day.
I want to talk more about Saunders, talk more about Vanterpool and what might change for the Wolves with a new coach. We do want to thank our sponsors, Bonfie, bonfie.com, and Profile by Sanford.
That's right. If your furnace or boiler isn't keeping up with the cold weather, call Bonfi. They have regular rates from 7 in the morning to 10 at night. There's always a live person to take your call 24/7. Bonfi technicians are trained and they are certified. Their trucks are stocked with parts so they can get your heating system up and running again quickly and right. If your furnace or boiler is on its last leg and needs to be replaced, Bonfi can install a new one for you. Installations can happen as soon as the same day. Bonfi is a family-owned and operated business, been in business since 1993. Licensed, bonded, insured. Any equipment Bonfi installs comes with a lifetime warranty. You'll never have to worry about your heating system again for as long as you live in the home. If your heating system needs service or needs to be replaced, better call Bonfi. Save $200 off a new furnace or boiler installation when you tell the folks at Bonfi you heard about them on the John Krasinski Show.
Thanks also to Profile by Sanford. They've been working with our colleague Michael Russo to great effect.
You've heard me talk about Profile by Sanford a lot. I've lost a lot of weight. I'm feeling just so much better about myself. I've learned a ton about food and what I'm putting into my body. But what I love about them mostly, besides the customized meal plans and the one-on-one coaching for a healthy lifestyle change, is that they really provide much-needed support during these tough times. Go visit profileplan.com and connect with a location nearest you. You tell them that Michael Russo sent you and they'll hook you up. But I highly, highly, highly recommend Profile by Sanford. It's just working for me and nothing usually works for me. I go up and down all the time. So go visit profileplan.com.
Do you think Vanterpool ever had a shot at this? Was it always going to be Finch? And do you think Vanterpool is still a head coaching candidate in the future?
Well, I think that he had a shot at it right when he was hired. I'll say, Jim, in terms of he was really looked at as a rising coach in this business. And I do think that there may have been a sense that, hey, if Ryan doesn't work out, if this super young Ryan Saunders just, you know, doesn't figure things out, David Vanterpool will be ready to take over. Somewhere along the way, though, Jim, in this last year and a half that Gerson Rosas and the Timberwolves have been around David Vanterpool, Gerson Rosas made the decision that Chris Finch would be a better option. The evidence cannot be any clearer on that. So, is that the right decision? Did he make the right choice in saying David Vanterpool is not my guy, that Chris Finch is? We'll find out. Obviously, Damian Lillard disagrees. He's been a pretty vocal critic of the move on social media. Damian Lillard and David Vanterpool are very close. But, you know, this is a case where Gerson Rosas is walking out on a bit of a limb here because he did not have a full hiring process. He did not interview any candidates of color. That is a very big thing in this day and age when there is more and more attention being given to the lack of opportunities for coaches of color in all sports to go through a coaching change where you hire a permanent replacement without interviewing any other candidates of color. That's not a good look for Gerson Rosas. So he is taking a chance here and basically saying, I think that Chris Finch is the best person for this job. I think that someone else would have hired him if we waited to get to the off season. So I could not afford to lose out on him. So it's a risk in terms of if it doesn't work out, it probably is not going to work out for Gerson Rosas here either. But, this is, you know, this was a tough decision for Rosas to go about it this way, and he is going to take some criticism for the process or the lack of a process in this case. And some people are going to say that David Vanterpool at minimum should have gotten an interim shot for the rest of the year to be evaluated before they made a decision. He obviously disagrees, and we'll just have to see how Finch performs to get a full evaluation of that.
what role did Glenn Taylor play in all this? Or was this just Glenn Taylor telling Gerson, hey, this is your decision?
I think the only role that Glenn Taylor played in this at all, really, that I've been able to glean is that Glenn wanted Ryan Saunders to get some sort of a sample size with Karl Anthony Towns before they made a decision on this. Things had not gone well for this team. You know, Karl Anthony Towns had missed 19 games through January and into the start of February. And it just was not looking good. But I think that Glenn thought it unfair to fully evaluate Ryan Saunders until you got some time with Towns. Now, it would have been great if he got time with Towns and D'Angelo Russell, but this is the Timberwolves and you can't have nice things. You got Towns back. 8 games, is that enough? I don't know, but they were 1-7 in those games. And so I think that it just got to a point where there was no sense that any big change was coming, that anything was going to immediately click and they were going to start reeling off some wins. And so Glenn ultimately decided that, yeah, this is okay. If this is what you want, Gerson Rosas, go ahead and do it. I'll sign off on it.
What will change the most with Finch coming in? Will we see a dramatic uptick in defensive effort, offensive scheming at the end of games, rotation? What do you think we'll notice the most tomorrow night?
It's going to be interesting, Jim, because really we have seen big improvements defensively for this team over the last few weeks. I think they're like 15th in defensive rating since February 1st, and that's pretty darn good for the Timberwolves. They have stretches of games where they're awful defensively, and then they have stretches where they're awesome defensively. Last night in New York, they gave up 16 points in the fourth quarter. They were great defensively. They just couldn't execute down the stretch offensively. So I do think that, assuming Vanderpool does stay on the staff, and indications are that he might, and continue to kind of handle some of the defense that is improving, I think where they're going to want to see the biggest change with Chris Finch is in how things are managed in the fourth quarter, rotation-wise, plays out of timeouts, getting good looks and getting their players in the right positions to succeed offensively. Last night, Ryan did a really good job in drawing up plays. Karl Anthony Towns just missed a kind of a little bunny turnaround push shot. Jaden McDaniels missed a wide open corner three. They lost. That was not on Ryan. But I think what they'll want from Finch is better clock management, cleaner rotations, and a little bit more, and just a crisper offense that gets these players to figure things out the way that they should. And if that happens, it doesn't mean that they're going to win 8 out of 10 games, but it will probably, the hope is that some of these 3 and 5 point losses that they've been suffering, they've lost 10 games in their last 12. All of them are under 8 points and most of them are under 6. If they can turn even just a few of those really narrow losses into wins just with late game execution and maybe with little better starts to games, that, you can start to see some positive momentum building off of stuff like that.
Let's talk about what's next for Ryan Saunders. We do want to thank TSR Injury Law and Manscaped. TSR Injury Law has been sponsoring the program for a long time now. You see Steve Terry on TV all the time telling you about his business. I can tell you that we've known Steve for a long time now, been working with him. Great guy to work with. We really enjoy his partners. I trust them implicitly. If I ever needed an injury lawyer, I would call 612-TSR-TIME, 612-TSR-TIME. And if you want to check them out, or if you or ever or rather just fill out a form rather than talk to somebody, you'll deal with a lawyer. Also, if you go to TSRinjurylaw.com, fill out a free case evaluation. You can also see all the cases they've won, all the money they've won for their clients, their deserving clients. So remember, 612-TSR-TIME. That's all you really need to remember if you're ever injured. Also, John's going to tell us about his experience with Manscaped.
That's right. Support for the John Krasinski Show is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. I have the Lawnmower 3.0, super light and easy to use. It's a third-generation trimmer that offers cutting-edge ceramic blade, reduced grooming accidents thanks to the skin-safe technology. You don't have to worry about cuts. You don't have to worry about abrasions. You don't have to worry about anything in very sensitive areas down there. Also, you can use it in the shower. You can use it on the go. It's got a battery that lasts up to 90 minutes. It's got a 7,000 RPM quiet stroke motor, so it's very easy and discreet to use as well. And so you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code ATHLETIC at manscaped.com. That's right, 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com using the promo code ATHLETIC.
So what is next for Ryan Saunders?
Well, crazily enough, Jim, he's going to have a baby soon. His wife is pregnant and literally due any day. Wow. He went onto this road trip, with emergency contingency plans in place should Haley go into labor while he was on the road. And so on the bright side of things, he gets a real chance to kind of just take a step back, catch his breath after an unbelievably hectic last couple of years, and be with his family. And I do think that that will help him, just get his mind off of things a little bit, and it will be a very healthy distraction for him. And so that's good. Then I really do believe, Jim, after the dust settles, he's going to have chances again. He's going to be 35 in April. He has all of this experience. I think that he'll either have an assistant job waiting for him. He's very well thought of and very well liked by many coaches around the league. So I think he could get an assistant job fairly easily. One thing else to watch, what if Richard Pitino doesn't work out with the Gophers? Is that something that he could look into? I don't know. I have no idea if he'd be open to the college game. I know he loves the NBA and he wants to be success there, but maybe that's an opportunity that presents itself. We'd have to see about that. But I do know that he will get other opportunities to work in this league. And then maybe several years down the road, like most coaches do, if as long as he kind of grinds and is on the right staff and gets the right experience, I think he'll get another shot at a head job some way, somehow. And just maybe when he's had a little bit more experience and is a little bit more ready for it.
You've described Finch pretty well. We've looked at his history. Mm-hmm. If you were talking to a bunch of NBA insiders, people who are actually in the league, coaches, general managers, executives, associates, What words would you hear most often? If you're playing word association, what words would be associated with Finch?
Offense, creativity, ingenuity, those kinds of words I think are what you hear with him a lot. He's an envelope pusher. Like, he wants to play faster and shoot more threes and kind of be more experimental than even what we're seeing in the league right now. So that's the impression that I get is that, he is partially responsible for the explosion of the 3-point offense. And I think he wants to see how far you can really push that. Now, I think he'll be responsible with it. If you don't have shooters, if it's not working, I think he can kind of tailor it. But this is a guy who's going to come in with really big ideas and try and do things that are really unique. And, we'll see how that exactly fits and we'll see if that works. But you will notice after a while, it's going to take him a while to get settled in, and you can't really institute major changes on the fly in the middle of a season. But I think especially going into next year, but maybe even, coming out of the break, you're going to see a team that looks different and tries some things that, are not conventional wisdom out there. And so that'll be interesting.
I assume because of the timing that management or ownership didn't go to Towns and ask for their blessing with this move. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From what I understand, Towns found out, shortly before anything became public. And so, Yeah, I don't think they said they don't. They didn't ask permission. That's for sure. But it would be naive of us to assume that he wasn't at least in the loop in some way, shape, or form. If they had thought that firing Ryan Saunders would prompt Karl Anthony Towns to request a trade or to say that's it, I'm done, they would not have made this move right now. So there had to be some sort of back channel checking to see if it was okay. And as much as Karl Anthony Towns loves Ryan Saunders, and that much is absolutely true, the respect is through the roof that he has for him. He also sees the reality of the situation. They were 7-24. When you're that bad, things have to change. And so I do think that he recognized that part of it and that part of the business. Now, what does he think about Chris Finch? Does he know anything about him? That part I'm not sure. And we'll find out more about that when we get to talk to him next. But yes, I'm sure that he knew that something could happen, but I also am confident in saying that he wasn't asked permission to make this move, and he didn't have to give any kind of a green light to do it.
All right, let's catch up with our old friend Tibbs. They're about 500, maybe playing a little bit better than might have been expected. How's he being received, and any view on what his mood is in that job right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's being viewed as a conquering hero in New York right now, because whenever you get a team as bad as the Knicks have been to in the playoff picture, he's done a good job and the people are loving him for it out there. You saw last night they were up 21 kind of earlier in the game, and you could hear like the Tibbs people really coming out of the woodwork and hammering the Wolves and see this is what they were missing, and oh, good job Wolves on that. Well, they got a little quiet as the Wolves stormed back and got in front late in the fourth quarter. But there's no question that the Knicks job is better for him in that he is just a coach. He does not have to be the president of basketball operations. He's got help around him to smooth over a lot of the wrinkles that come up in a Tibbs-led culture. And so, that was the way that it had to be for him to succeed, and credit to him for understanding his limitations and doing it this way. But so far, so good. We'll see how long it lasts. We'll see if you can sustain this kind of success. But in the early going, he's done a very good job coaching this team, and Knicks fans are very encouraged about their future with him as the coach, and then if they can make some changes to a roster that needs some significant talent upgrades.
Good stuff from John. I appreciate it, John. Thanks also to our producer, Brandon Morton. Again, thank you to Bonfi, bonfi.com, Profile by Sanford, TSR Injury Law, and Manscaped. Remember, TalkNorth.com is a large and growing network. We have tons of outdoor content at TalkNorth.com. We also have people like Roy Smalley, Michael Russo, Cheryl Reeve, John Millay, Jeff Diamond, a large and growing network. We appreciate everyone who has listened, and we'll be back to tell you how Chris Finch is doing next week.